Before you listen to the sermon, read Hebrews chapter 7. Today I want to talk about giving.
امروز در مورد هدیه دادن میخوام
And more specifically about the tithe.
در مورد دهیه.
I preached on this topic about 3 years ago.
سه سال پیش بود که در مورد این موضوع من صحبت کردم.
So I think it's time for a reminder.
فکر کنم وقت یاداوریه.
And for some of you it's the first time you hear about it.
برای بعضیاتون تازه اولین باره که در مورد دهیه میشنوید.
When somebody starts preaching about the topic of money.
وقتی یه نفر شروع میکنه موعظه کردن در مورد پول.
People are quickly becoming edgy. Oh, you're after our money.
Hey, don't bother pulling money, daddy.
But the truth is that money is a topic that comes up in the Bible.
And
God has to say something about it.
Now,
if you preach every week about it.
اگر هر هفته در مورد پول صحبت کنیم
That's an issue.
مشکل وجود داره.
Yeah, it doesn't come up that often.
انقدر در موردش موزه نشده در کلام.
But I preach on this like once a year on average.
من معمولا سالی یک بار در موردش فقط صحبت میکنم.
And this preaching is actually to benefit you.
و این موزه برای اینه که به شما برکت برسونه نه چیز دیگه ای.
Yeah, there is a way that God has given
خداوند یه راهی بهمون داده.
Yeah, to finance his work on this earth.
که نیاز مالی کاریش رو برآورده.
And that is true.
به وسیله
offerings giving
به وسیله هدیه‌های دادن
and tithes tithing
و ده یک دادن.
And I will explain the difference in a moment.
و تفاوتشون رو بهتون میگم.
Yeah, why doesn't church? Why doesn't the house of God needs money?
چرا کلیسا، چرا خونه خداوند احتیاج به پول داره؟
Because things cost money.
به خاطر اینکه هر چیزی هزینه داره.
And you probably noticed over time.
فکر می‌کنم تو سال‌ها اینو تجربه کردی.
You never have to pay for anything here around here.
تو کلیسا هیچ چیزی برای شما هزینه نداره.
We don't sell anything.
ما هیچی نمی‌فروشیم.
Everything is free.
همه چی مجانیه برای شما.
If you want Bibles.
اگه کتاب مقدس خواستی.
You can pick Bibles up.
می‌تونی برداری.
You need 5 Bibles.
5 تا می‌خوای؟
You can pick 5 Bibles up. Nobody will say anything. They're for free. They're for taking.
همه چیزایی که اینجا هست مجانی است برای بردن.
You want to take a bag of Bibles?
میخوای یه جعبه، یه کیسه بزرگ پر کتاب مقدس ببری؟
I help you fill the bag.
کمکت میکنم که کیسه رو پر کنی.
Yeah, they're free. You can take them.
They're there for you.
If you want to hand them out to people, that's fine.
دوست داری پخش کنیم بین همه، هیچ اشکالی نداره، میتونیم پخش کنیم.
Yeah, it's free.
مجانی.
When we have a meal together,
وقتی یه شام یه جشنی دور هم دیگه داریم,
it's free.
مجانیست.
Tea, coffee,
چای,
cookies,
coffee, biscuits,
it's free.
مجانیست.
Yeah, but these things cost, of course, money.
ولی همه اینها قبلش یه هزینه ای داشت.
Where are these things paid from?
از کجا پرداخت میشه?
Yeah, the offerings that come in, church offering.
دهیک ها و هدایای
کلیسا. The tithes and the offerings.
دهیک و هدایای کلیسا هزینه‌هاشو پرداخت میکنه.
Yeah. Even though most people here don't have much income or any income,
که اکثر اعضای کلیسامون نه کاری دارن نه درآمدی دارن.
We've never had issues with
هیچ وقت مشکل نداشتیم.
Having not money enough.
که به اندازه کافی پول باشه برای هزینه‌اش.
Always had what we needed to do.
همیشه هر کاری که لازم داشته کلیسا انجام بده هزینه‌اش پرداخت شده.
People tend to have a mindset.
معمولاً مردم فکر می‌کنن.
They look at this and they think I need to sacrifice.
من باید قربانی بدم.
Yeah, to pay for the things that we do at church.
باید هزینه کارهای کلیسا رو من پرداخت کنم.
Of course church needs the resources to be able to function.
کلیسا احتیاج داره به اون پول تا بتونه کارش انجام بده.
God has ordained his people to gift the local church so his work can go on.
لمس کرده برنامه‌ریزی کرده که قومش رو که هزینه کارش رو پرداخت کنه.
But see it as a sacrifice is a wrong way of viewing it.
و همه قربانی دادن به نظر اشتباه است که این برداشت رو
بکنید. It will actually help you to be blessed today.
برعکس این باعث میشه که شما برکت بگیرید.
Because there is another side of the story.
یه قسمت دیگه داستانم هست.
And that is that God puts the resources that are needed.
خداوند اون هزینه و اون چیزهایی که لازم داره رو بهمون انجام بده.
In your hands.
خداوند رو انجام بدیم در دستاش.
And hold specifically for the tithe.
مخصوصاً برای دهیه‌ها.
Yeah, and here's the thing.
When
you obey him,
وقتی از خدا اطاعت کردی,
you said about giving and tithing,
وقتی اون چیزی که خداوند در مورد دهیه و هدیه به تو داده انجام داده, اون هدیه رو انجام دادی.
His work is resourced.
خدمت خداوند اون چیزی که لازم داره رو داره.
Not only that.
اون کار برکت میگیره. نه تنها.
You're blessed for taking part in that.
اون برکت خواهد داشت. شما هم از عضو اون جمع بودن برکت خواهید
گرفت.
کتاب اعمال رسولان رو باز کنید.
Yeah, because it's a blessing to give.
برکت
Acts 20:35.
اعمال رسولان 20:25.
I have shewed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
و اکنون این را میدانم که همه شما که در میان شما کشته و به ملکوت
گشته
گشته و ملکوت خدا موعظه کردم دیگر روی مرا نخواهید دید.
Yeah, there's a blessing attached to giving.
Which one?
Acts 20:35.
35. ببخش اشتباه گفت 25 من میدونم. برای همین فهمیدم اشتباه 35. همون 35. 20-35.
این همه را به شما نمودم که میباید چنین مشقت کشیده ضعیفان را دستگیری نماید و کلام خداوند عیسی را به خاطر دارید که او گفت دادن از گرفتن فرخنده تر است.
Yeah, it's more blessed to give
than to receive. دادن از گرفتن فرخنده تر است.
If we receive something, we feel blessed.
دریافت کردیم برکت میگیریم، خوشحال میشیم، نه خدا میگیریم هدیه. اما برکت دادن شادیش بیشتر.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean you get more money back or something
نه,
like that.
نه، معنیش که پول بدی در برابر چند برابر
میگیری. It can be blessing in different ways.
شاید برکتش جور دیگه باشه، مالی نباشه.
Go to Luke 6.
لوقا 6 رو باز کنید.
Luke 6 verse 38.
آیه 38.
Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet with all, it shall be measured to you again.
بدهید تا به شما داده شود، زیرا پیمانه خوب شورده و تکان داده و لبریز شده را در دامن شما خواهد گذارد، زیرا که به همان پیمانه که می پیمایید برای شما پیموده خواهد شد.
Yeah, if you're a generous person,
اگر دست و دلباز هستید،
you will be met with generosity.
و شما هم دست و دلبازی زیادی رو دریافت
خواهید کرد. Ways that we can be generous.
راه‌های زیادی وجود داره که بتونید برکت بگیرید.
Next to giving to the local church.
به علاوه دادن کلیسای محلی.
Of course, we can be generous to other people.
و میتونیم برکت بگیریم.
Especially the Bible tells us to do good to those who are of the household of faith.
از اون کسایی که از خانه خداوند هستن.
Yeah, but today I specifically want to focus on the giving to the local church.
و امروز مخصوصاً میخوام بهتون در مورد دادن به کلیسای محلی.
And even more specifically the tithe.
مخصوصاً ده یک دادن.
The tenth of your increase.
ده یک اون چیزی رو که اضافه شده.
Actually, it is the first 10% of your income.
اول 10% درآمدتون در حقیقت.
Yeah, so let me first show you that there's a difference between giving something from your heart to the local church, to the house of God,
به خانه خداوند دادن,
and giving the tithe.
و ده یک دادن.
Yeah, one is not prescribed, the other one is.
یکی اجباری نیست، اما یکی دیگه در حقیقت دستور داده شده.
Go to Leviticus.
لاویان.
Leviticus 22:18.
لاویان 22:18.
And let's look at the free will offering.
و ببینیم اون هدیه‌ای که از با دل باز داده میشه.
Speak unto Aaron and to his sons and unto all the children of Israel and say unto them, whatsoever he be of the house of Israel or of the strangers in Israel that will offer his oblation for all his vows and for all his free will offerings which they will offer unto the Lord for a burnt offering.
هارون و پسرانش و تمام بنی اسرائیل انتخاب کرده به دیشان بگو وقتی کسی از خاندان اسرائیل یا قریبان ساکن در اسرائیل قربانی تمام سوز به عنوان قربانی خود تقدیم می کند، خواه در ارتباط با ادای نذر و خواه در ارتباط با قربانی های اختیاری که به خداوند تقدیم می شود.
Yeah, notice that there are different kinds of offering. And one of these types is called a free will offering. And free will means you can choose to give or not. And there will be no negative consequences if you don't. Yeah, of course, there are positive consequences to give.
But
it's really up to you. If you give, and how much you give. Yeah, it's not a sin if you don't. Now, God encourages you to be generous. But it can only be in free will offering if we are actually free to choose to give or not. Go to Numbers, the book of Numbers 15:3. And will make an offering by fire unto the Lord, a burnt offering or a sacrifice in performing a vow, or in a freewill offering, or in your solemn feast to make a sweet savour unto the Lord of the herd or of the flock.
Chapter 15, verse 3.
Yeah. Again, we see here the freewill offering is mentioned separate from these other offerings.
These other prescribed offerings. به غیر از اون چیزی که دستور داده شده.
Yeah, and these verses should drive the Calvinists crazy.
این آیه باید گروه کالوینیست
talking about free will.
خواست حق انتخاب.
Because I don't believe in free will.
چون کالوینیست حق انتخاب قبول ندارن.
The word is actually in the Bible.
کتاب مقدس حق انتخاب داشتن داوطلبانه در کتاب مقدس دیده
شده. I wonder how they define a free will offering.
نمیدونم اون هدیه‌ای که دست داوطلبانه داده میشه چیه.
Deuteronomy 12.
تثنیه 12. آیه 17.
And read verses 6 till 7.
آیه 6 تا 7 ببخشید.
6 till 7.
12, 6 to 7.
Yeah, yeah, it's wrong. And thither ye shall bring your burnt offerings and your sacrifices and your tithes and heave offerings of your hand and your vows and your freewill offerings and the firstlings of your herds and of your flocks. Thou mayest not eat within thy gates the tithe of the corn, or of thy wine, or of thy oil, or the firstlings of thy herd, or of thy flock, nor any of thy vows which thou vowest, nor thy freewill offerings, or heave offering of thine hand.
و قربانی های نذری و اختیاری و نخست زاده های رمه و گله کیش را به آنجا بیاورید و در آنجا به حضور یهوه خدایتان بخورید و شما و اهل خانه شما از دسترنج خود که یهوه خدایتان شما را در آن برکت داده است شادی کنید.
Yeah, so here we also have the tithes specifically mentioned, the tenth. And notice that it's something else than the freewill offering. Yeah, there is what was prescribed by the law. And there were these things that were free will offerings.
و چیزهایی هم بود که دست و دل آزادانه بوده داوطلبانه.
Go to the New Testament.
بریم عهد جدید.
2 Corinthians 9:7.
دوم قرنتیان فصل 9 آیه 7.
2 Corinthians 9:7. Every man, according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver.
No haft.
اما هر کس به طوری که در دل خود قصد کرده است بکند، نه به اکراه و اجبار، زیرا خدا بخشنده خودش را دوست می‌دارد.
Now, does this sound like something that is forced or prescribed?
آیا این به نظر میاد اجباریه؟
No, this sounds like giving what is in your heart out of a free will. Yeah, like a free will offering. There's no force behind this. You have it in your heart?
تو قلبته.
To give, then just give. You don't have it in your heart?
تو قلبت نداری که بدی.
Then don't give.
پس نده.
It says God loves a cheerful giver.
خداوند اون
the giver that really wants to give.
میده دوست داره، واقعا دوست داره.
Not the one that feels that he or she is forced to give.
نه اون که اجباری میده.
Yeah, God wants to be a cheerful giver.
دوست داره میده، خداوند دوست داره.
And he wants you to give.
اونی که با دل خوش میده دوست داره.
To God. Yeah.
خداوند میخواد که با دل خوش بهش بدی.
Yeah, the Bible praises the heart that wants to give.
برکت میده به قلب دهنده.
Now let's look at an example of this.
یه مثال قلب دهنده رو ببین.
2 Corinthians.
دوم قرنتیان.
8:1-4.
8 1 تا 4.
Yeah, which is about churches in Macedonia.
تو کلیسای مقدونیه.
See what it says about that, about them.
چی بهش میگه؟
Moreover, brethren.
حتی بیشتر برادران.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded into the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints.
اما ای برادران شما را مطلع می سازیم از فیض خدا که به کلیساهای مقدونی عطا شده است. زیرا در آزمون شدید زحمت فراوانی خوشی ایشان ظاهر گردید و از فقر شدیدشان ثروت سخاوتمندی ایشان افسوده شد، زیرا که شاهد هستم که به حد توان بلکه بیش از توان خیش به اراده خود با اصرار بسیار از ما خواهش کردند که این نعمت و شراکت در خدمت مقدسین را بپذیریم.
Now, what does it say about the financial status of these people in Macedonia? It says they were in deep poverty.
They
were very poor. Yet it says they gave with joy beyond their power.
Yeah,
they gave more than they really could miss. Yeah, their giving had to cause them things they had to skip now. And they're so willing to give that they are pushing Paul to receive their gift. This was a gift to help the saints in Jerusalem. And Paul looks at this and says, hey, guys, you need
it.
Yeah, you need it more than they do. And they're almost forcing Paul. No, you need to take this. We want to do this.
And
in this case, to help another local church. Yeah, so that's one thing of one side of giving.
The
things that you choose yourself to give to others, to give to the local church, out of your free will. But you also have the tithe. And that's something that the Bible prescribes. There is some controversy about this because some will say, oh, that's not for the New Testament church. And they will say that the tithe was only part of the law of Moses. It was only for the Israelites to keep. It's not for us today. Now, I'll prove that wrong in a moment. Yeah, but first let's read in a couple of verses and look what the tithe was. And that it actually was prescribed. And where was for? Go to the book of Leviticus. And of course, this means that we're talking about the place where it talks about the law of Moses.
و در مورد جایی صحبت میکنیم که در مورد شریعت موسی
صحبت میکنه. Leviticus 27.
لاویان 27.
And read verses 30 till 32.
30 تا 32 رو بخون.
And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. And if a man will at all redeem aught of his tithe, he shall add thereto the fifth part thereof. And concerning the tithe of the herd or of the flock, even of whatsoever passeth in the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Lord.
تمامی دهیه که رمه و گله یعنی یک دهم هر چه از زیر عصای چوپان بگذرد برای خداوند مقدس است.
Yeah. Now we see it also that the Bible defines what the tithe is. It says it's a tenth. And it's a tenth of the produce, the increase. And of course, there were an agricultural society.
So it's talking about
the produce of the plants, the trees.
Or
the animals. You had 20 new sheep that year. Okay, that meant two of them were your tent. And it was to be given to God. Now where did they give it? Go to Deuteronomy 14:22 and 23. Deuteronomy 14:22 and 23. Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed that the field bringeth forth year by year. And thou shalt eat before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose to place his name there. The tithe of thy corn, of thy wine, and of thine oil, and the firstlings of thy herds and of thy flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear the Lord thy God always.
14:22 and 23. و نخست زاده های رمه و گله خیش را بخورید تا بیاموزید
Yeah, so where did they have to bring the tithe? To the place that God had chosen to put his name. And of course, for the Israelites, that was the temple
in Jerusalem.
And if you were too far from it,
yeah,
to travel with animals and all this produce.
با حیواناتت, با اون سبزیجات, yeah,
you, could, سفر کنی. You could sell those things where you were living.
جایی که زندگی میکردی.
Yeah, take the money.
پولش ورداری.
And buy things back at
Jerusalem.
Yeah, at the place that God had chosen.
جایی که خداوند انتخاب کرده بود که باید ده یکت رو می آوردی.
Now, what did they do with it?
چیکار می‌کردن وقتی ده یک رو به کلیسا می به معبد مقدس می آوردن؟
Yeah, besides offers and things like that. Now, go to Nehemiah. Nehemiah 13.
13.
Nehemiah 13, 10 till 12.
10 تا 12 با ده یک چیکار می‌کردن؟
And Nehemiah was the guy who helped rebuild Jerusalem after it was destroyed.
کسی بود که اورشلیم رو دوباره بازسازی کرد بعد از اینکه با خاک یکسان شد.
And he's setting things in order. Yeah.
و نظم رو دوباره داره در معبد مقدس جاری
می‌کنه. And I perceive that the portions of the Levites had not been given them, for the Levites and the singers that did the work were fled everyone to his field. Then contended I with the rulers and said, why is the house of God forsaken? And I gathered them together and set them in their place. Then brought all Judah the tithe of the corn and the new wine and oil unto the treasuries. Chapter 13, verses 10 to
12. و سرالندگانی که اقتدار خدمت بودند هر یک به مزارع خیش کنار جسته بودند. پس با صاحب منصبان مشاجره کرده گفتم چرا خانه خدا مورد قفلت واقع شده است. آنگاه لاویان را گرد آورده بر جایهایشان گماشتم.
Yeah, so Nehemiah is bringing up an issue here. Yeah, the Levites were assigned by God to do the work in the temple.
But they're not
there. Yeah, the work is not carried out.
Why?
Because they left.
رفتن.
They went to their own fields.
رفتن رو زمینای خودشون.
Why?
چرا?
Because they needed to feed their families.
چون نیاز داشتن به خانواده
خودشون. Because the resources were not there at the temple for them.
فراهم کنن غذاشون ایجاد کنن. چون اون چیزی که لازم داشتن برای زندگی تو دستشون نبود. گرسنه بودن.
And Nehemiah addresses the issue and says, hey, this is a problem.
مشکل رو اعلام میکنه. اینجا مشکله.
He puts them in their place, it says.
دقیقاً سر جاشون قرار میده.
This is wrong.
اشتباهه که اینا دارن کار میکنن.
What is the result?
نتیجه چیه?
It says they again brought the tithe into the treasuries.
ده یکاشون رو به اون معبد خدا
yeah. Notice that the tithe was used.
ده یکار استفاده کردن برای چی؟
For the work of the ministry.
برای خدمت و کار خدمت.
And here specifically to sustain.
مخصوصا نیاز فراهم کردن اون کاهن رو در حقیقت.
Would do the work of the ministry.
که اون کار خدمت رو انجام بده.
Go to Numbers 18.
اعداد
Numbers 18:24. But the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer as a heave offering unto the Lord, I have given to the Levites to inherit. Therefore I have said unto them, among the children of Israel they shall have no inheritance.
زیرا دهیه که بنی اسرائیل را که به عنوان هدیه به خداوند تقدیم می‌کنند به لاویان به میراث بخشیدم. بنابراین درباره ایشان گفتم که ایشان را در میان بنی اسرائیل میراثی نخواهد بود.
Yeah, again we see the tithes being given.
دهیه داده میشه.
And it was for the Levites.
Because
they didn't have an inheritance.
که احتیاجی به چون ارثیه‌ای نداشت.
Yeah, like the other tribes.
بقیه قوم‌ها ارثیه می‌رسید بهشون.
Yeah, they were to be taken care of by the rest.
و بقیه قرار بود از لاویان نگهداری کنن.
Yeah, because they were assigned to serve God.
چون خوانده شده بودند برای خواست خداوند که کار خدمت خداوند رو در معبد خداوند انجام بدن.
The concept of tithing, the tenth, is a biblical principle.
هیچ شکی وجود نداره که اون قسمت ده یک دادن.
It's given to the house of God.
به خانه خداوند داده شد.
Yeah, of course, for the Israelites, it was the temple.
برای اسرائیلی‌ها معبد مقدس بود.
And it was used to make sure that the work of God was done.
و همچنین استفاده شد که خواست خداوند انجام بشه.
And of course, this continued at least to the time of Jesus.
و این ادامه دار بود تا زمان عیسی.
Now go to Luke 18.
لوقا 18.
Luke 18 verses 11 and 12.
11 و 12.
And listen to this encounter.
نگاه کنید به این حرف.
The Pharisee stood and prayed this with himself. God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican, I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess.
آن فریسی ایستاده این گونه با خود دعا کرد که خدایا تو رو شکر میکنم که مثل من سایر مردم حریص و ظالم و زناکار نیستم و نه مثل آن باجگیر. دوازدم بود؟ هر هفته دو مرتبه روزه میگیرم و از آنچه پیدا میکنم ده یک میدهم.
Yeah, so here we have this Pharisee boasting about himself. And basically saying, look how good I am. Look what I am doing. And I don't do these bad things. And I do these two good things.
Yeah,
what was he doing specifically? Yeah, he said he was fasting twice a week. He was giving the tithes. Yeah? Why was he boasting about this? Because this was something that God had told them to do.
چون کاری بوده که خداوند ازش خواسته بوده انجام بده.
ده
یکش رو بده، یک دهش رو بده به سمت خداوند.
Now the question is,
سوال اینه که
what about other times?
بقیه شرایط.
What about before Moses?
قبل از موسی چی؟
What about after Moses?
بعد از موسی.
Now, what about today?
امروز چی ده یک؟
Is giving the tithe something?
آیا ده یک چیزی هست؟
That was only for under the law of Moses.
فقط زیر شریعت موسی بود.
Or was it a more general principle?
یا شرایط بود برای خیلی.
Because if it is,
اگه هست,
then it's also a principle that's important for us to obey.
یه صفت مهمی هست که برای ما که نگرش داریم.
Yeah, of course. Now today, we have only looked at verses that specifically was referring to the nation of Israel.
امروز با آیات نگاه می‌کنیم.
The physical nation of Israel.
به قوم اسرائیل اعلام شده.
And of course, they are bringing the tithes to the temple for the service of God.
دهیتشون رو به حضور معبد خداوند برای خدمت خداوند.
This is not the first time that the Bible speaks about tithing.
این باری نیست که در مورد دهیه کتاب مقدس.
And also not the last time.
و آخرین بارم نیست.
Go to the book of Genesis.
کتاب پیدایش.
And of course, this is before Moses.
قبل از موسی است.
Go to Genesis 28 for now.
پیدایش 28.
And here we have the story of Jacob.
داستان یعقوب رو داریم.
Yeah, he is having this dream.
رویایی
میبینه. Of a ladder reaching to heaven.
که نردبون به آسمون میره.
You have angels going up and coming down on this ladder.
فرشتگان میرن بالا و پایین روی اون نردبون.
And God is speaking to him.
و خداوند با اون صحبت میکنه.
After that he wakes up.
بعد از اون بیدار میشه.
Yeah, and here's what he does in the morning.
در صبح چیکار میکنه؟
Genesis 28.
20-22. 22.
Yeah, read the context yourself at home. And Jacob vowed a vow saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God, and this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee.
و من را نان برای خوردن و لباس برای پوشیدن عطا فرماید تا به سلامت به خانه پدری بازگردم، آنجا یهوه خدای من خواهد بود و این سنگ که آن را همچون ستونی برپا داشتم خانه خدا خواهد بود و از هر چه به من بدهی ده یک آن را به یقین به تو خواهم داد.
He vows here to give the tenth. To God of everything that God will give him. Notice that doesn't say a tenth, it says the tenth. Yeah, that's the same as the tithe. Jacob had knowledge about tithing. Now, this could not be given to a temple because
ده یکی اون موقع معبد مقدسی نبوده که
almost 500 years before there was a temple.
چون 500 سال قبل از به وجود اومدن معبد مقدس بود.
You can see that this principle was known by Jacob.
اصل ده یک دادن
giving a tenth to God.
ده یکیش رو به خداوند داد.
How did Jacob know about this?
یعقوب چه جوری موضوع رو میدونست؟
And how do we know for sure he's really talking about
ما از کجا میدونیم که مطمئنن در مورد ده یک صحبت
میکنه؟ Now, I believe he knew because this was passed down to him.
میدونه چون به دست او داده شده.
Because here's another story.
داستان اینجاست.
It's in Genesis 14.
پیدایش 14.
And this is about the grandfather of Jacob.
در مورد پدر بزرگ یعقوب.
Who was Abraham.
که ابراهیم باشه.
And let's see what he understood about the tithe.
ببینیم ابراهیم در مورد ده یک چی یاد گرفته بود.
Now, the context of the story in Genesis 14
پیدایش 14
is that Abraham
Ibrahim
had gone out with his men
با آقایونش
to save his nephew Lot.
که بر خواهرزاده‌اش لوط رو نجات بده.
Lot was living in Sodom and Gomorrah.
لوط در سدوم و گماره زندگی می‌کرد.
Sodom and Gomorrah was attacked by a couple kings.
چند تا پادشاه بهش حمله می‌کنند.
Yeah, Abraham hears about it.
ابراهیم
and decides to go out to save
Lot. And
he wins the battle.
و جنگ رو پیروز میشه.
On the way back, there's this man or this king that is meeting Abraham.
ابراهیم رو ملاقات میکنه.
And his name is Melchizedek.
و اسمش هست ملشزدک.
King of Salem.
پادشاه سلام.
Yeah. So let's and this is more. This is again 500 years before Moses.
بازم 500
yeah, so,
قبل از اومدن موسی و فرمان موسی.
So let's read about that meeting.
در مورد ملاقات داوود.
Genesis 14, 18 till 20. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which had delivered thine enemies into thy hands, and he gave them tithes of all."
آنگاه ملکی صدق پادشاه سالیم نان و شراب بیرون آورد. او کاهن خدای متعال بود و ابرام را برکت داد و گفت مبارک باد ابرام از جانب خدای متعال مالک آسمان زمین و متبارک باد خدای متعال که دشمنانت را به دستت تسلیم کرد. آنگاه ابرام از همه چیز به او
Now, who is this Melchizedek?
In Melchizedek kiest.
Now, I believe this is actually the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ.
But
I will show that in a moment. But the first thing what I want you to see
اولین چیزی که میخوام ببینیم
is that Abraham gave tithes here.
ابراهیم ده یک رو میده.
Now, and again, if you only would look at this verse,
اگر فقط به این آیه نگاه کنی,
you could say things like, oh, he's just being respectful. He's just being nice to this king.
می‌بینیم احترام گذاشته بوده به این پادشاه. در حقیقت احترام می‌گذاشته.
It doesn't necessarily talk about the tithe as the Bible talks about the tithe, the tenth.
مقدس صحبت می‌کنه.
Yeah, but when we compare scripture with scripture,
وقتی آیه رو با آیه مقایسه می‌کنیم.
Yeah, when we go to the commentary on the Old Testament,
وقتی در مورد عهد عتیق
و اون دستور the New Testament,
عهد جدید هست.
Yeah, then we learn more about this event.
بیشتر در مورد این موضوع یاد می‌گیریم.
And about Melchizedek, king of Salem.
که صادق در پادشاه سیلام بیاد خواهیم گرفت.